is that you I'm walking? Or do I see a ghost? Am I dreaming? Am I wishing? Or just a little bit of both? Cause I'd run right back from Carolina, and I'd run right back from New Orleans. Cause I can't forget the times I held you and all those songs you sang with me.
Good evening. This is DJ Paprika, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hello.
And this is...
It's Miranda.
Just Miranda.
I'm done coming up with DJ names.
Yeah. Miranda went through like a transformative time while she was not on the air and came back...
Just like myself.
Stripped of her title.
Yeah, it's just time to be me.
I love that.
Reclining.
Yeah.
I'm really trying
so
to
relaxed.
Like...
I am. You look the most relaxed I've ever seen you on the radio.
I know. I'm like here. I'm just like... Yeah, I'm reclining like it's Passover.
Yeah.
I walked here in the rain and it was really nice. And I listened to Paula Abdul.
Amazing. We should play her.
We should. Well, yeah.
Let's do it.
We can play the one that I... Yeah, it's
yes.
good.
This is Phonomancers Anonymous, by the way, where we bring you different things every time, really.
Right, really, I mean, whatever DJ Paprika's feeling that day.
Yeah. It used to be way more theme-centric. I don't know if my more loyal listeners know that in like 2016, even 2017, first half of 2017, actually I wasn't here. Okay, maybe just 2016. Each show had like a very specific theme and I would honor that and I would make like an elaborate playlist with a storyline. And I'm really proud of those times.
Yeah.
But I've learned to let go a little bit.
Yeah.
And just like... Now what I do is come up with a theme afterwards because I know that it's in there, but I just have to name it after the show. And I'm like, oh, that's how I'm doing.
Mm. The nice thing is like you can just like listen to the music that you want to in this like big speakered room.
Right.
And just jam out.
It's the best thing.
So you don't even need a theme anymore.
I don't.
But we do have a theme.
And when I have... yeah, but we do have it. Anyway, we always have a theme. And today's theme, do you want to say it?
I don't know what it is. It's like exploding and songs that make you feel big.
Miranda texted me today and was like, well, I anticipated the question, is there a theme? And I was like, no theme because I'm a mess. And then Miranda was like, songs that hold you, which is
songs
very
that
typical.
That scoop you up.
Songs that
I just
scoop
feel like
you up.
I want to be scooped up.
I like that a lot. And then I was like, I want to play songs that... make me feel excited about my future or the future in general. And I think those two things go hand in hand.
That's sort of true,
right? Because being excited about the future is like being excited about who you're going to be and who you are.
Also, being scooped up looks like so many different things.
Yeah.
Like
I'm just imagining ice cream and scooping ice cream right
now. Yeah, that's what I imagine too.
Yeah.
I also sort of imagine that feel that like thing that you do and that I do when I'm by the ocean and I like scoop up sand and just watch it like pass through my fingers. Like that's sort of the type of scooping up that I need.
Yeah.
I don't need to be like clasped and like kept.
Yeah, no.
But I just want to like feel that scoop and then go back to me.
That's like so beautiful.
Yeah. Last night I got my back cracked.
Oh, by a chiropractor?
No, by a friend.
Oh my God.
And
it's raining so... Is that rain? I just wonder if listeners can hear the rain. Because it's like... Oh, I don't know what that was. Anyway, keep going.
There's... Paprika's hearing noises. DJ Paprika's hearing noises.
It's in my head.
No, there is like a whooshing sound.
Yeah, but I don't know if it was the rain or not. Anyway, it was kind of
nice. It might be the rain.
It was kind of nice.
I hope that you all heard it too.
Yeah.
But I got my back cracked 3 times.
Did your friend step on your back?
No,
I know people like to do that.
What you do is you sit on someone's butt.
Oh.
And what I had to do was I had to take a deep breath in. I had to go. And then as I breathe out, she went. Yeah.
Like, I'm still having
trouble
visualizing.
And like, she like has to put you have to put like the, what's this called? The ball of your hand.
The base of your palm, let's say.
The base of your palm. On someone's spine.
Mm-hmm.
I was really scared and I also don't know if it was like really unhealthy. Like I might have been, I mean, a little bit broken today. Or like maybe it was just like wasn't good for me, but it felt so good.
Maybe I think that's what happens at chiropractors too. Like it
yeah, but they're
you.
Chiropractors.
Yeah, but
this is like some rando.
I think that it's the same effect.
Yeah.
I heard that.
So I got that like sound 3 times in my back.
Whoa.
On my upper back, middle and lower.
I need that. I have like back issues. Like it always hurts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And
I think
then
I also just have bad posture.
I tried to do her. You do have bad posture.
Yeah.
I tried to do her, but I couldn't. Because I got nervous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to like push someone's back so hard.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, I felt really scooped up by that experience.
Wow. That's so nice.
Yeah. And that's it.
So yeah, we're just gonna play songs.
We'll play a song. Are we gonna play? We're gonna play this later. We have a surprise. This.
Oh yeah, we have a really good surprise.
A really good surprise.
But before that, I'm gonna play
a really good surprise.
Yes, another really good surprise. Which is this song by. So you know that song "Young Hearts Run Free" by Candy Stanton or something.
I don't.
You'd know it if you heard it, but this is a cover of it that I like.
I'm ready.
It's like more chilled and it's good.
What's the sense in sharing this one and only life? Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You'll count up the years and they will be filled. To start over again, you'll get the baby, but you won't have your man. While he's busy loving every woman that he can. Say I'm gonna leave 100 times a day. It's easier said than done when you just can't break away. When you just can't break.
ain't coming to my phone. No matter where I'm at, the business still going on. My cousin beat me and told that boy, hold on. Then I hung up on them both when that fur came home. Feel the thunder in the bass line. Ladies scream before what time? One time for the slow wine. We letting everybody in from the club line. Let's go.
That was Lion Babe with The Wave, which is a new song featuring this rapper named Lay Kelly 47, who's really fun. But I was just thinking about how much of an impact Lion Babe has had on the Tufts community. TBT'd when she canceled Spring Fling. But like, even though she was never here, I feel like everyone here knows her and likes her.
That's really true.
So interesting.
What happened was when people saw her on the lineup,
mm-hmm.
so many people just started listening to all of her music.
Yeah.
And in preparation,
yeah, because that's what you do, you know. You're and it was like one of those things where a lot of people didn't know her, and then she was announced and people were like, wow, this music's really good.
Yes.
And like, so, and people started liking
even
her.
Though she didn't come,
yeah,
people just became fans because her music speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it just is amazing.
Yeah.
And like, her look is on point, mm-hmm, and like, mm-hmm, her attitude and, yeah, like, just like who she is as an artist is, yeah, really great.
Lion Babe.
It's so funny because I was talking about Lion Babe yesterday too.
Yeah.
She's just,
it's like,
around.
Every Tufts student who was here in, when was this, 2016?
15.
It was our first Spring Fling. We're seniors now.
Oh, 2015, yeah.
Yeah, it was our first, I guess.
It wasn't our first.
Oh. Yeah, 2015 was our first Spring Fling.
Yeah, but I don't think it was our first Spring Fling that she was supposed to come.
Oh, okay. I don't remember. Everything blurs together.
That's
2015
true.
Through 2017.
I think Shaggy came instead of her, right?
No, Shaggy was always the headliner.
Shaggy wasn't the headliner.
Anyway.
The headliner was Borns or something.
Okay. So basically,
or
we have
Alex
no idea.
And Kim or
Concert Board hit us up because we are lost.
They're definitely
obviously
listening.
These concerts did not have, like,
honestly, I'm just going for Princess Nokia and then I'm leaving.
Yeah,
going to do homework.
True. Who else is on? Okay, well,
Ty Dolla Sign.
Our only hope for Ty Dolla Sign is if he brings somehow Lauren from Fifth Harmony, because they're dating, but I don't think he will.
Yeah, I think only she will come and she'll sing Work From Home by herself.
That would be our dream.
She'll do all
I've literally
all parts,
dreamt that
all
like
five
last
parts.
Week.
Oh my god. I had a dream that Lauren came and sang,
yeah,
Fifth Harmony.
So next we have the song that Miranda brought to me.
Oh, yes. What is it?
Get On Your Feet.
It's called Get On Your Feet by Gloria Estefan. The problem with this song is that it's so, like, it has been overplayed for decades, for centuries, mm-hmm, I almost said.
Gloria Estefan was born in 100
BC. No, it's been like overplayed for decades, but it is still the,
yeah,
one of the greatest songs ever. I think the message is my favorite thing,
mm-hmm,
about it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm not feeling good,
yeah,
and feeling, or like when I have, I haven't really listened to it recently. I should probably return to it. But in the past, when I have felt down and like I don't want to do anything and like, you know, life is really getting me, I listen to this song and I like,
life's not scooping you up.
Life is not scooping up.
Life is just picking you up. You being the sand and just like flinging you into the air.
Yeah, life is just tossing me around like a rag doll.
Oh gosh.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
Yeah. Thanks, Katy Perry.
So this song really scoops me up in that way. Aww. The lyrics are really good. Yeah, listen to them word by word.
Yes, I totally
word by
know.
Word, not line
and
by line.
I was, yeah, word by word. I was just thinking there's such value sometimes in revitalizing those songs that have been overplayed
yeah.
and like re-loving them again. Like
yeah.
it's like, because there's a reason they're so popular usually, you know?
Yes.
Because they're actually so good.
Yeah.
And then when you can look past the fact that it's overplayed and somehow like, just like listen to it purely.
Yeah.
Like by itself.
Yeah. Get on your feet.
Yeah. Do that, listeners, right
Do
now.
Do it right now. My favorite parts about that song is how it's like of that time where they faded out songs instead of just like they had an ending.
Love those.
Because also like just get on your feet forever.
Yeah, it just
the
never
song never
ends.
Has to really end. Also, if you were inspired by one of the lyrics in the song, we would really appreciate it if you could call in and share with us some of your thoughts at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. Yes.
And that is the studio line. So
that's
if you
the studio
in,
line.
You say that again.
The studio line.
If you call in, you will be on air and you will be put on blast.
Yeah, but that's...
just kidding. Don't call really in. Nice.
you won't be put on blast. We would really appreciate to hear your voices.
Yeah. No, we're really just from the bottom of our souls gonna love you.
Yeah.
Like you should see the look on mine and Miranda's faces when we get a call.
Oh
my
God.
Like this like unbridled energy. Like yes. I can barely speak. It's so yes. exciting.
And listeners, even if you don't want to call in, you should still listen to that song, get on your feet,
yeah.
and like really feel the lyrics.
Yeah.
Like you have to get up and make it happen.
You know, not ironically, just like
no,
fully.
No, yeah, like so scared that life's gonna pass you by.
Yes.
Like you just gotta do it. Gotta go for it.
And we have been through some nasty weather.
Here to like power through, enjoy the day, get on our feet, like go out and do life,
yeah.
take risks, do things that make us afraid, and just like
yes.
live our full.
What was the other lyric that we loved?
Selves.
Yes, thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you short.
It's fine.
We also really like the lyric. It's about like being worthy of things.
Oh,
it's like the world has. Apparently we didn't listen to the lyrics very much.
It wasn't me. It was you. If it meant a lot of you, you should have remembered
on
it.
Your feet. I'm singing to stall while I look up the lyrics.
Oh, we can just break into song now and sing that song. This is terrible.
There's so much in life that's meant for you.
Oh, there's so much in life that's meant for you.
Yeah.
And then it goes back to, get on your feet.
I'm really glad you did that.
It's so good.
So
Gloria
Cardi
Stefan,
B,
we love you.
We love Gloria.
So Cardi
Stefan.
B, what about
so,
Cardi B? I love
Cardi B came out with a new album, and let me tell you, for every day last week, or every day that I saw Miranda last week, that we had like more than 2 minutes together, Cardi B would come up because she would ask me, have you listened to Cardi B's album yet? And I'd be like, no, like it's not the right time. Like
yeah.
I like haven't been in the mood, which like true I wasn't. And like there was, yeah. But then through like a series of like forced, like
a series
listenings,
of very fortunate events.
Very fortunate events. I listened to I Like It in Davis Square with Miranda's headphones while we waited for the Joey.
Yeah.
And the next time I listened to it was in Miranda's room while she cleaned her room on...
Friday night. Saturday night.
Something like that, Saturday night. And this is one of the songs we listened to. It's called Best Life, featuring Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
You want to say more about Cardi?
I feel like at this point it's like... sort of interesting because I feel like everybody loves Cardi B and it's sort of like okay, all right,
yeah
like let's unpack that,
yeah,
but also I don't want to. She's amazing.
Yeah,
she tells it like it is.
Yeah,
her voice is like so distinct and beautiful. She's so smart,
so multifaceted,
so like going out there and doing her life. She's an inspiration.
Yeah,
she's real. She's herself everywhere she goes.
Yeah,
she is pregnant and like danced her butt
yes,
off
at
Coachella.
I just watched the video today.
Yeah, she's like making references. She's respecting her like ancestors.
You just said everything.
She's just like everything we could ever want in
we are so
in a,
lucky
she's
to
like
have
an icon of this generation.
Yeah,
she's everyone. She's everything we could have ever wanted,
and I'm so happy about it. Like
yeah.
I just.
And this song is not the best song on her album, but it is the song that like makes me look around and feel grateful for all the things that are around me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you have to turn your L's into lessons. Mm. That's the main takeaway.
Okay.
Your losses into lessons. Your losses into wins.
Yeah.
You're competing with yourself. And you're doing the best you can every day.
Everything is a competition.
Everything is a competition and you're winning.
And you're winning. So it doesn't even matter because you're winning.
Doesn't even matter because you're always winning. No matter what.
I'm living my best life. Yeah. I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's, you know. I said, I'm living my best life. I said, I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons.
You see the whip pulling up, it's like skirt. Dreams pulling up, I'm like skirt. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
I'm like Big Pop mixed with Tupac. I'm like Machiavelli, Nita, Little Caesar pizza. I be hot and ready. Nigga, you a pussy and a rat. You like Tom and Jerry. Nigga, you ain't ballin', you just talking, that's that commentary. I was in the field, man, I slayed for this. Had to talk to God, drop down and pray for this. To my surprise, he replied, say you made for this. I seen the car, wanted, then I went and paid for it. Cash, cash, hit the take, yeah, I hit the race, hit the dash, dash. That's when they came for me on Twitter with the backlash. Cardi B is so problematic, it's the hashtag. I can't believe they wanna see me lose that bad. They talking junk and they stink these hoes mad trash. I'm giggling, can let the devil have the last laugh. Ain't no more beefing, I'm just keeping to myself. I'm my own competition, I'm competing with myself.
I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I made a couple L's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like skirt. Drinks pulling up, it's like skirt. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
You don't like money, I can see it in your eye. You don't like winning, I can see it in your tie. Better be careful with these women when you trickin', sendin' flies. She count money in her sleep and she don't never spend a night. But she trappin' and she had to make it happen for her life. Don't be mad because she havin' shit, you had it your whole life. We had baggage on our flights, we had badges on our asses. You got passes in your life, you had gadgets on your bike. Got work magic, got work magic, got work magic in my life. And that guala like Ayala, cause that bag just fixed my life. And y'all know good and damn well I don't want no champagne. But can we please get some more champagne? Please no Andre, G like Von Che. Reach like Ron James, pep talk from Yonsei. Remember my hands had ash like Pompeii. Now they hold cash, won't peak like Dante.
I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I told y'all, I said I'm living my best life. I made a couple L's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like skirt. Dreams pulling up, it's like skirt. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
I said I never had a problem showing y'all the real me. Hair when it's fucked up, crib when it's filthy. Way before the deal me, strip to pay the bills me. Before I fix my teeth, man, those comments used to kill me. But never did I change, never been ashamed. Never did I switch, stories stay the same. I did this on my own, I made this a lane. Y'all gotta bear with me, I've been through some things. Went from small ass apartments to walking red carpets. Pissy elevators, now every dress is tailored. This some real life fairy tale, Cinderella shit. I got further than them hoes that I will ever get. And that only goes to show that only God knows. I took pictures with Beyonce, I'm in mama knows. I'm the rose that came from the concrete and the rose. I'm like gold, man, I'm chosen, I'm floating, hey.
I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I told y'all, I said I'm living my best life. I made a couple M's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip filling up, it's like skirt. Dreams filling up, it's like skirt. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least I wear them dress like skirt, skirt. It's going down right now. Skirt, skirt. Jamie Foxx in your town like skirt, skirt. Money piling up and all the blasts coming down.
I told y'all.
What I want, you got, and it might be hard to handle, but like a flame that burns a candle, but candle feeds the flame. Yeah, yeah, what I got, full stock, a fortune dream, the sky.
Okay, so I have a question.
What's up?
DJ Paprika.
Hi.
Who makes your dreams come true?
Only Hall & Oates. Every day, Hall & Oates make my dream come true.
That wasn't even a good cover-up.
We had this whole plan to play Beyonce after this, but we forgot to prepare. Also, I just gave away the surprise. Here it is.
I was prepared.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh my god. Take this.
Okay.
My phone is unlocked. This weekend was Coachella, and we just thought that it was very important that we really honor...
Mm-hmm. Create the space for...
The star of the event.
Yeah. And, like, of the weekend.
Of, like, the world.
Not just Coachella
of the
weekend,
year.
But everyone's weekend.
Yeah. Her name is Beyonce. Just plug it into that.
Her name is Beyonce Knowles. Did you see the when she brought out Solange and they danced
together?
Yeah,
it was really beautiful. And also they danced together a dance that they've always danced together.
Yeah, there was one, I saw that video from like Coachella 2014 and they danced together. Yeah. And it's like both then and now, like the bond,
yeah,
the excellence. It's just overwhelming.
Does this song have any words in it?
Oh, it has a lot of words in it.
Okay, good. So... But the things I want to say about this is, number one, Beyonce was amazing, changed lives, like did her thing up on that Coachella stage.
Yeah, and people were like...
She's like the first black female headliner ever at Coachella. Ridiculous. I feel like Coachella's only been happening for like 2 days, but like 2 years or whatever, so I don't really know what that feat is, but I feel like it's a huge feat.
I think it's a big deal.
And I'm not trying to like diminish it.
And mostly
all.
It just is just bad stupid. For Coachella that Beyonce's their first ever. Mostly it like looks
bad Coachella, like as an organization is really shitty.
Of course.
But Beyonce just like lifts everything up.
Yeah.
Okay, and what we're gonna play is a song from her album Lemonade. The reason that we picked this song is because it's just like, do you, like, goodbye everything. Like, I'm not sorry.
I've had enough.
I'm like standing up for myself. I'm choosing myself.
Yes.
I'm doing my thing. Like, bye. And I feel like that's really the vibe of this theme of this like show.
Mm-hmm.
And this song came at a really important time in my life.
Oh yeah.
And I haven't listened to it since then because it was just sort of like not like I'd really
like
haven't
in earnest, yeah.
Yeah, just like yeah. I really just needed to
so
put
we're gonna
that,
take this moment to honor Beyonce.
We're gonna take this moment to honor Beyonce, honor our past selves, honor this song, honor this space and this day.
Nigga, nah. I'm sorry. before you see this tear fall down my eyes. Me and my baby, we gon' be alright. We gon' live a good life. Big homie better grow up. Me and my woody's about to stroll up. I see them boppers in a corner. They sneaking out the back door. He only want me when I'm not there. He better call Becky with the good hair. He better call Becky with the good hair.
Yeah. Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Those mics are off.
The mics were off and now they're on. And that was Lake Street Dive with I Can Change, a new song that is really sweet and good. And we went to the SQ show on Saturday. A cappella is a thing here at Tufts. SQ is kind of my favorite a cappella group.
Ooh, scandalous.
I mean, yours too, Miranda. Don't act like
say
you're a neutral
that on
party.
Public television.
Public access television.
I really love SQ, and they sang the song What Am I Doing Here?
I'm Doing Here.
Also and by Lake Street Dive.
They did such a good job with every song that they did.
That's true.
It was
It was so exquisite. Smart. Also, like, the music direction.
Yeah. Their arrangements were superb.
Yeah. It was really fun.
Yeah.
And it was, like, 2 hours long. It felt like 10 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And it was really hot in there, too.
Yeah.
And Crane it still room. Felt like 10 minutes.
Exactly.
It was really fun.
Before that, Janelle Monáe.
Oh, my G.
Featuring Grimes. Pink yeah. with a Y.
We really didn't respect that song enough in this playing of it. Just want to say that.
While we listened to it? Yeah, we really didn't.
No, right now.
Oh.
Like, we didn't just give... I feel like we didn't give it the space. Like, we smashed it in between Beyoncé and a PSA.
Oh,
that's
I
what
get
I
it.
Mean. But it's no one's fault.
Smashed between Beyoncé and a PSA.
Yeah.
The Janelle Monáe story.
Oh, no.
Aw. Just kidding.
Pink is so good.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's really beautiful. And important.
Yeah.
And Janelle Monáe is wonderful.
Yeah.
Tessa Thompson is also wonderful.
Yeah, Tessa Thompson... you know, in the music video. Just watch it. Just watch it. And
just
you'll
watch
know.
It.
You'll know.
You have to. And the PSA was creepy as...
something.
As something.
Just the kid's voice talking at the same time as the man's voice.
It was too
it
much.
It just brought to mind a lot of, like, horror movies that I've seen. You know, like,
yeah.
that being, that concept is something that is, like, inherently scary to humans. I don't know why they decided to put it on.
Also, sometimes PSA. Like if I'm listening to ever like to headphones where a man's voice is talking to me really like pointedly.
Oh my God, yes.
It's really, really hard for me to listen.
Yeah. And you told me that in relation to podcasts.
Yeah.
You were like, I got scared. And I was like, that's so true.
Yeah. And it's not even like does it can be like a really like peaceful person. Like
yeah. it could be like Ira Glass. Sometimes
yes.
his voice is kind of scary, though.
Yeah.
It's well, a little bit chilling sometimes.
What's the one that's like that guy that you like? Heavyweights.
Yeah, Jonathan Goldstein.
Yeah. Like, I love him, and his voice is so, like, upbeat and
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah.
But if I'm walking and I'm listening to him talk, I'm like,
it's just like there's this man talking in my ear. Like, we're trained to, like, not like that, you know?
I don't know if we are trained.
No, but you're just walking along. Say it's dark outside. You're, like, walking home at night. There's a... And there's just, like, a dude talking in your ear.
I know. But it's not the same for women, I feel like, for me.
Okay, yeah.
And, like, I have listened to it and multiple, like, listen to podcasts with men talking in my ear in multiple settings, and it's always creepy.
Okay.
It's always a little, unless I'm, like, really safe.
Yeah.
I was on the airplane, and I listened to this one called S-Town.
Mm-hmm.
And it was still scary.
Well, isn't that one about, like, crime?
Yeah, it's about someone getting killed.
Yeah, so maybe that's why it was scary.
No, it's so scary. Okay. Okay. It's so scary.
Wow, we really haven't talked about podcasts enough
I
on
know.
This show. Maybe because it's a music show.
I fell in love with podcasts in February.
I'm so glad. I'm happy.
I'm glad, too. So we only have a couple minutes left.
I have my
left.
Last song.
We have our last Kida. Song.
It's by... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I. What I'm saying is more conclusive.
Okay.
Conclusion.
I love that you already know that it's more conclusive. This is a song by Eleanor Friedberger.
Eleanor Shellstrop.
Who? Am I supposed to know that?
It's from The Good Place, yeah.
Oh, well, shout out to Good Place fans. You got your once in an episode Good Place reference. This song is a new one called In Between Stars, and I just feel like she's hit her stride.
Oh my gosh. I believe that. I don't know who she is, but let's listen to it.
Let's do
Thank
it.
You all for listening. Thank you for joining us on Phonomancers Anonymous.
Thank you.
I hope you have a good night.
Also, it's called Make Me a Song, not In Between Stars. I was wrong.
Oh.
Oh, no. It wasn't conclusive. Quick, say something else.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. We're so grateful for
Love
your
you.
Patronage. Love
mean
you. Okay, bye.
Bye.